flat beams, eh? And they use a shell then. And it'd be saving a lot of money. Uh-huh. And then the other kind of beam they use is, what do you put it called? Snap bean, or that'd be same as your green bean. You wouldn't really shear them to snap most of them. Then they have peas, several kind of peas. Uh-huh. Black eyes, crowder.
What was that last one?
Crowder.
What was that last
one? It's usually a brown or a black. Some of them are brown, some of them are black. And it's about the same as a black eye in size. There's different skins on them.
What do you call the tops of turnips that we ate the other night? What was that?
That's tops and the bottoms are roots. Mm-hmm. And turnips is the green part's the top and the bottom part's the roots.
Do you refer to the top part of the
green? Yeah.
What other kind of greens
are there? We'd have mustard greens, collard greens, and mustard and collard, they don't have any roots. They just have tops on them, they have these greens. Mm-hmm.
Man had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had something to show them.
Big family.
Is there any one word though that you might refer to seven boys, seven girls?
There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the word passel?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Passel.
How would that be used?
A passel, that means there's lots of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, Grandpa said passel.
You talking about what?
Anything with a lot of them, like a passel of people, a passel of food, a lot of things eat, be a passel.
Mm-hmm. You talked about corn yesterday, different parts you could eat, parts you could eat. Tell me about that. Parts of corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Both on it,
like that. What do you call the covering of corn?
Put a cob in the shirt. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's right now.
Is there any different kinds of corn that grows down?
Well, shape.
There'd be several varieties. It'd be white and yellow. They'd all be practically the same.
Is there a kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob there?
Oh, yeah. And that'd be...
Yeah.
What you'd call a country gentleman, or a little white.
That's corn.
And you can eat any of it off the cob when it's young. So, people cook real corn. When you're young and tender. Mm-hmm. But the little local one was grown especially for it, better.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
A bit of tassel.
Yeah. What about the string
silks.
Are any other words for that?
I'm not sure, they all thought silks.
Happy dog.
We were talking about a mention that you went try to get rid of another one of these today. Fruit grows on the ground, they fly out at Thanksgiving time, like Jack
or
something.
Or pumpkins. Yeah, I got a good supply of them.
Yeah, I also said it.
I got two in the garden.
Yeah, go ahead. They're
a good pattern.
Yeah.
Hey, Reed.
You ought to kill him with your satchel, like Chris Denton Stringer.
There was some, the other vegetables in the kitchen had. They were small and yellow and they had crooked necks. What do you call them?
That's a butternut squash.
Any names for it you use when you let it
dry? That'd be the same thing, butternut squash.
If you had just any kind of squash and you let it dry out, is there a special term for dried out squash?
That's actually what it is. They dry on them in a gourd sometimes, the decoration.
People raise melons in
the
home?
Yes. Yeah, they raise watermelons, cantaloupes, mushrooms. But mostly the shipping thing is your watermelon and your cantaloupe. More of the mushrooms is grown just people using their cell because they got their long footballs.